Imagine a life where you can spend according to your values, give generously, love richly, live intentionally, and handle your finances biblically. That's what the Faith and Finance podcast is all about. I'm your host, Adrienne Hildebrand, and on the Faith and Finance podcast, we discuss personal finance, intentional living, and value-aligned spending by sharing inspiring stories and practical topics to help you steward your finances in a way that honors God and builds your faith and wealth for the present and generations to come. Let's get started. Hey friend, welcome back to the Faith and Finance podcast. I'm so excited you're here, as always. If this is one of the first episodes that you're listening to or the first episode, this is a little bit different than the normal episodes. However, I'm going to be giving my February intentional spend year update, and I'm sharing some really exciting news, and I want to give you some encouragement as well. So please stick around. So first things first, February intentional spend year got a little bit murky because I still consider it a win. And if you don't know about my intentional spend year, it is episode number 34. You can listen to it, and I share the rules, quote, end quote, for my intentional spend year. And this was inspired by Kate Flanders and her book. So that was really cool. But I mean, her book's really cool, but February went really well. I adhered to all of my rules. However, in the middle of the month, two weeks ago, I got notice that I needed to go to up north about 3 hours from my house for a week and a half-ish it was, or I guess in total it was 2 weeks. And my company sent me up there, and so I didn't have any groceries or anything like that. So I did have to go out to eat a lot more than I wanted to. One thing I want to note about this is because I've built such good habits around trying not to do that, you know, it was very hard for me to revert back to that. But once I did, it was like, oh my gosh, this can get so easy to get into this routine. And so what I really could have done was I could have probably bought groceries, but my company does give me a per diem for that. So all of it was covered. And of course I didn't spend all of the money that they give me every day. So I still consider this a win. One thing that I did forget when I went up north was pajamas. So I had to go to Ross, Dress for Less, and I bought some clothing to wear as pajamas. So the intentional spend year went really well. So one thing I promised to give you guys these updates, but one thing I want to say is that, again, to reiterate, when you have started building good habits, try at all costs not to revert back to your old habits, even though I kind of had to. And I know that's like, well, duh, Adrienne. But what happened was, you know, it was like it's like an addiction, right? Like to go and just get food and pick it up and not be as intentional with your money. And I ate like junk all week. I hate that. So anyway, when you are trying to intentionally spend money, make sure that you are thinking about those things and just trying to be proactive, I guess, is the best way to look at it. So with that brings me to my really big announcement and the reason for the title of this show. So as I mentioned, if you've listened to any of my episodes, I guess, you have heard me talk about my regular corporate job. And I was a contractor on a project for the state of Indiana and Deloitte, but I was hired by a company called Brilgent. And so I want to give a shout out to Brilgent because Brilgent is an incredible company. And I highly recommend if working for them, they're in adult learning and education and things like that. So it's awesome. But I received an email a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday night. And it was telling me that by the next morning, I needed to be in Hobart, Indiana, which is about 3 hours away. And so the nature of the project that I was on is that you would have to travel. However, picking up and taking off like that is not my favorite thing but I won't get into that right now. And honestly, a little bit inconsiderate, but because that was not part of the job description. But anyway, so I didn't actually see that email until the next morning. And when I saw it, my heart sank, but also I knew that it was coming to this. So I've been able to work from home for a period of time because of the nature of what I was doing. And that was such a blessing. And I loved my job. And you're probably picking up already on what I'm saying, but or what I'm about to tell you. I loved my job. Met some of my lifelong friends on that project. Some amazing individuals with incredible minds, and just it. I love the collaborative feel of the job, the project that I was working on. And so I remember opening up my computer a couple weeks ago, and I looked at that email, and I just started weeping. And because I knew that what they needed me to do was to be gone for months at a time, 3 hours away from home, and a time change. So when I was driving home, it was like 4 hours drive because of the time change. And my husband was home that day because of his schedule. And I just was weeping. He came over and he gave me a hug and he said, "Adrian, I'm not going to make you do something that you don't want to do. And I don't want you to be away from me for 6 days a week because I would have to drive up Sunday night and I would miss choir practice at church and I would be away from Kyle." And we decided that day that I was going to put in my 2 weeks notice. And it was really hard because Kyle just got that new job as a, he's going to be a police officer. And I was honestly very excited about our double incomes and investing a lot of money and saving and being able to do things. But at the end of the day, and you guys have heard me talk about this all the time, value-aligned spending. Work is not my life. I love to work. I work very hard, but I have a lot of things that I do outside of work. This podcast being one of them, financial coaching, being an educator. And sometimes I feel like it has to go on the back burner and it's really my passion. And honestly, I feel it's a calling now on my life to share our story and to share information. And I'm still figuring things out about how that works. And I love hearing your feedback, but my value ladder, I guess, is my relationship with God, my husband, then my, you know, family, church obligations, and then work is kind of up there too, right? So when work started trying to take the place of me being able to be home every night and being away for months at a time. So it's not like I would just be gone for 2 weeks. 6 days a week. Like I would be gone for weeks at a time. And that is not a value of mine. And so when Kyle came over and gave me a hug, I just thank the Lord that we're in a place where I can do this, where I can put in my 2 weeks notice and say, you know what? No, it's not worth it. However, a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have had the luxury. You know, now that we're debt-free, we live well below our means. And Faith in Finance, I'll be completely honest, is not replacing my corporate job salary yet, in Jesus' name. But having more time to focus on it and being able to do what I feel God is calling me to do and serve and to continue doing this podcast. And as if you follow me on social media, especially Instagram at faith.in.finance, you'll see that I've been saying, getting your input about a Money Tip Tuesday episode where it's going to be a very short episode that I'm also going to repurpose on YouTube and Instagram and IGTV and very practical, like what's a 401k? What's the difference between this kind of savings account and this kind of very practical couple minute episodes, whereas sometimes it doesn't take, you know, 40 minutes for me to talk about what the differences of those are. So yet keeping this podcast very inspirational for you guys, but also adding another factor that's going to add value to your life. And because I love podcasting, I love doing this. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. But as soon as I put in my 2 weeks, y'all, it was, you guys know, in my goals episode, I said, I want to be self-employed this year. I was planning on going through the whole time, the whole season of the project that I was on, okay? But it didn't work out that way. And truthfully, like, it is not worth it for me to be gone that much. We will be okay. We have a savings account. I have some money coming in some income coming in from faith and finance. We will make it work. We always do. In fact, we're going to be fine. I was just super excited about, you know, double incomes and everything. And thank God, but God has perfect timing. I wanted this to be, you know, I feel God is calling me to this. And also life is so short. I only get a set amount of time. And so when we became debt free, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know that it would look like this for my life, but we were able to make that choice and say, no, work will not be my life. My job was begging to keep me. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't, I cannot. If I give up my value of being with my husband and being with my family, being at church, what else do I have left? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? And that sounds maybe dramatic, but truthfully, my soul is much more important than any job. Now, we made sacrifices. Y'all know that. I worked several jobs at one point to get us to the point that we're at. We've been through a lot. And sometimes you may be stuck in a job right now because you're trying to get out of debt. And I'm not saying stuck. And some people love their jobs. Like, that's amazing. You should love what you do. And it takes a while sometimes to find that, find what you're good at, find those things. But sometimes you do have to make sacrifices. So I'm not telling you right now to go quit your job. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is that debt freedom put us in a position to say no more. That's what this podcast is about. That's what having faith in your finances is about. That's about what having faith in God is about. Because when you feel the call of the Lord on your life to do something for Him, and you are strapped because of cash, because of debt, because of circumstances, yes, we can get you can make a change, and it will take sacrifices to get out of that. But we were able to say, okay, God, I trust you. And I'm telling you, that day, random doors started opening, and I'm going to share more about that, but I'm going to be able to devote more time to the thing that I love and develop better content and just get really clear about what I'm doing. My word of the year was clarity. And I've heard it so many times, literally on my way drive home last night or yesterday when I was dropping my computer off at work. Yesterday was my last day, and I am officially self-employed. I am officially an entrepreneur, officially a full-time entrepreneur, business owner, ministry, whatever you want to look at this. And the worst that happens, guys, is I go back to work if this doesn't work out. That's the worst that can happen. But I know myself, and honestly, I am thankful that this decision came at the time that it did, because I'm one of those people that when God closes a door, I can accept and say, okay, God, thank you for making that decision for me. So when this came up, I said, God, thank you for making that decision for me, because you guys know I've been wanting to take the leap. And honestly, it's scary. It's scary, but I also feel so much peace about it, because again, my priority is the Lord and my relationship with my husband and being at my church. And I know God honors that. He honors that. And so I'm not saying I have it all figured out yet. You know, I'm still iterating. I'm still hearing about things from you and about what you want to hear about. And I'm still trying to refine. You know, I'm not a master of this yet. I'm still trying to refine. We all start somewhere, but I just want to encourage you that it's okay to take a step back, you know, and it's also okay to take steps forward. To me, yes, I am taking a massive pay cut at this point in time, okay? But this is worth it to me. So I am going to make it work. I'm going to make this work. And I have a contract in place. I'm waiting for some things to, you know, I have to do a background check for some things. But anyway, I'm going to explain that to you guys. And it's something I really want to do. And it's just that I just wanted to encourage you today. And I also wanted to share that news with you guys, because you knew that was one of my goals, was to be self-employed. And also, this contract is something that I had on my goal list. And so there's power in writing things down and getting scrappy and making things work, right? And I actually want to give a shout out to a girl named Clarissa, who reached out to me about being on this mastermind committee for the stewardship group for the UPCI. And it was just a mastermind call. And I was talking to her, and she's with Impact Junkie. And if you don't know what that is, I'll link them in the show notes. But it's a business ministry of Philip Harding's, and it's just awesome. But she was telling me about this book called Chase the Lion, and I'm picking it up right now. So if you hear that noise, and it says, it's by Mark Batterson, and she sent, "Hi, Adrian, congrats on your big jump. You got this. Go after your God-sized dreams like never before." And she sent me this book. She bought it for me on Amazon and sent it to me. And so she was speaking my love language there. But she said that this was one of the books she read when she left her cushy corporate job, and she knew that God was calling her to do something different. And so I'm going to plan on reading that. But in the tagline of this book is, "If your dream doesn't scare you, it's too small." Oh my goodness. So it's so true, right? And I know that's not something new, but it's so true. So just wanted to, again, encourage you guys. And I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm so excited with everything. But this is a little bit different than normal, of course, and I mentioned that at the beginning, but I just want to encourage you to follow the Lord's call, whatever that looks like for you. You know, Pastor Mooney used to say, don't plan your life or you'll underplan it. And I think what he meant is that it's great to have goals, it's great to have dreams, but be adaptable and also just be open to the opportunities that are around you every single day. Be open to miracles that can happen in your life every single day. So I'm so excited about doing this. I'm going to continue to be financial coaching. And if you're interested in that, please shoot me an email, adrian@faithandfinance.org, and I can give you some more information about that. I'm going to continue to be doing workshops and events at churches. And if you're interested in that, you can also email me, adrian@faithandfinance.org. I'm going to continue to do the podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review if you're enjoying it. And if you're not and you want something else, send me a message too. I want to hear about those things. This is your show as much as it is mine. Those are things I'm going to continue to do. And I am thankful for this opportunity. I'm so thankful. And literally, like I said, the worst that can happen is I have to go back to another job. But I'm determined now to like make sure I never have to do that again. I mean, I may have to, but you get what I'm saying. So anyway, I just want to encourage you to chase your dreams. Chase your God-given dreams. Chase debt freedom. Chase whatever you need to get in place to be able to say and have the capacity to say no to things. Have the upper hand, if you will, and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because it does not align with what I want to do with my life. And so I just want to share this with you because this is what debt freedom has allowed me to do. This right here, this moment right here. Try something new, do different things, whatever that looks like for you. You guys are amazing. I love each and every one of you. If we've never talked before, I still love you for listening to this show. And it's amazing that people are still listening. Honestly, it shocks me all the time, but you guys are incredible. I want to encourage you, as always, to keep the faith, my friend.